Welcome back to IndieQ.
So, we ungoofed.
We goofed a little bit. For some reason, we had this idea that last week was our 19th episode, but it was actually our 20th episode. We had lost when we were like putting things on our sheet of all the list of all the games. We forgot to add one of the games in there.
So Neon White wasn't mentioned the last couple episodes. It was on the rankings.
And so, which is kind of exciting. We're here. This is the 21st episode that we've done. And as you can see by the title, this is our exciting re-ranking episode.
We've been teasing this for a long time. I think the 20 games in, I think it's a good place to really solidify where things should be on our list. I think it can get kind of tricky when you're just ranking based off of what you played last. And so now that majority of these games are a little bit more retrospective, looking back at which ones are still sticking with us, which ones we have strong feelings about, and see if some of them are going to drastically change their place.
Yeah, so each of us have ranked all 20 or 20 of the games that we've played so far on our own individual queues. And we're going to have a fun discussion. I have no idea how this is going to go, but I'm excited because I love lists, and seeing how we agree and disagree is always fun for me. But we have also decided that we kind of wanted to help ourselves think about the games in a more like concrete way, instead of it just being numbers on a list that can feel kind of arbitrary after a certain number of episodes. We were thinking that we are going to add in a new little spice, which is going to be pooling the different games into different, like,
categories, basically.
Yeah, essentially categories that we've arbitrarily come up with. And then we're going to, we've individually placed each game into one of these four categories. And so they're all line or queue related at this point. Maybe we'll hate it in a couple days or week or two, be like, why did we call it that? It's so dumb. But right now, the plan is the top of the line, the cream of the crop episodes, or I keep saying episodes, they're games. The top of the line games, we're going to be in the pool called Skip the Line. So these are your games that we're like, everyone needs to play this game. It doesn't matter, like, if you're into this kind of game or not.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot. This is a skip to the front of anybody's queue.
The next line we have is for our top tier games. Games we're like, hey, you should definitely consider, if this sounds at all up your alley, cut it in front of all of your other, you know, games that you have, you know, on your wait list, your to be played. We're calling it the please cut line.
Please cut. So these are our highly recommended games. Yeah, skip ahead of most. Our third category is the wait your turn category. And obviously, most of the games we've played are enjoyable. These are the enjoyable games, but don't kill yourself to try to play this game. It's kind of how I'm envisioning the wait your turn
category. End of the line are just games that, even if they showed up, you're like, maybe I will either not spend money, even if they're free, or maybe I will just be like, you know what? Unless it is, like, verbatim my perfect-sounding game, it can just kind of wait at the end of the line. If nothing else is available, you might want to give it a shot. They're still fun games. I think all the games we've played, we've enjoyed. But these are our bottom-tier games.
Yeah. And the way that I described it to myself is the end of the line is, it's a game. It's a game. And so take it as you will. I'm not recommending it necessarily, though. Or I'm not recommending it.
I didn't view that as negatively as you were describing right there.
Yeah. I said it more negatively, and it really isn't that negatively. Like, if we're trying to use, like, a 10 out of 10, or a, like, I feel like the end of the line is probably your classic 5 and 6 out of 10, just based on the quality of the games that we have. But it's called end of the line because we are, a line-related podcast, a queue-related podcast, so. Anyways, hopefully that makes sense. Our plan is we're going to start at the bottom of each of our individual queues and kind of fill up the pools. And there's no like amount of games that need to be in any of the individual categories. And so I might have way more in a certain category than Paul and vice versa. So we'll figure that out as we go. And are you ready?
Start. We're just going to make. We're listing what queue or what categories we want them to be in. After we're done with all of that, we're going to go each individually in each category to verify for sure which category everyone is going to be in, and then the ranking within said categories to then come up with our final IndieQ official ranking starting for our episode after episode 20 has just aired.
Very cool. So let's start at the bottom. This is more fun. Keep the big boys at the top in suspense. So what is your first game that you would put into the end of the line? Not necessarily the top of your that list, but which one would you recommend being in the end of the line?
Oh, we're not starting from number 20?
I want to start from number 20. That's what I'm going to
do. My number 20 I have as Super Auto Pets.
Ooh, okay. So I think that as we reveal your number 20, I'm going to reveal where I placed that game. And so that might end up jumping around a little bit, but why would we not talk about the same game for a second, right?
Okay.
So I have Super Auto Pets at number 13. And so...
So quite the drastic
difference. Quite a big difference. Super Auto Pets was actually my number one moving up game in the whole queue based on our previous list and my personal list. It moved up 6 places from our official... Our official list from before today, but number 13. So that's not a for sure in the end of the line, or it was in my wait your turn pool. So my number 20 overall game was Ali Ali.
Yes, Ali Ali. I have ranked number 18.
Okay, so and that was in your end of the line tier?
Yes, it was.
Okay, cool. So I feel like that's safely going to stick in the end of the line. What was your number 19 game?
Retro Bowl.
Retro Bowl. Retro Bowl. No, you're number 19. My number 17.
So.
And was still in the end of the line for me. So, Retro Bowl is going to stay down near the bottom in the end of the line pool. Oh, this is so interesting. We're going to have to, like, retell each other the rankings as we go on. But, we're just going to fill up this pool. The next game that I had, my number 19 game was Dicey Dungeons.
I had Dicey Dungeons at 17.
Okay. Was that still on your end of the line?
It was.
Okay. Okay. So that
we're in agreement there.
So we just kind of flopped those. All right. What was your number 18?
Ali Ali.
Okay. We already said, you already said that. So my 18 was Golf Story.
I have Golf Story at 14.
Okay.
So that's a little bit, not quite as drastic as the Super Auto Pets, but I think that one...
that's in that middle.
I had Golf Story up in Wait Your Turn.
Okay. So Golf Story and Super Auto Pets are
still
not
contested.
They're not in the same... Or we have them in different pools.
Yes.
Did you have any other games in the end of the line pool?
I have one more game.
Okay.
I think you'll be a little surprised. I think this is a game that I could see fluctuate between. It's like the very top of the end of the line or be the extreme bottom of Wait Your Turn, which I have as Into the Breach.
Okay. My Into the Breach was number 14.
I have it at 16. They're very close in ranking-wise. They're just, I put it in the end of the line pool, and you put it...
So you have, do you have 5 games in your end of the line pool?
I do.
Okay, and I have 4 games in my end of the line pool. So your Into the Breach is number 16. Mine was number 14. So yeah, it's right in that in-between.
I'm actually very okay with bumping Into the Breach into the Wait Your Turn. This is just like, I did a gut, just like immediate
the
throw
gut check,
the,
yeah.
In there, and I don't... So I think we start now. What bottom of your Wait Your Turn pool? What number is that for you?
My bottom of the Wait Your Turn pool is number 16, What Remains of Edith Finch.
I had What Remains of Edith Finch all the way up at 13.
Mm. Was that still in Wait Your Turn, though?
It was.
Okay. So I think it's still what we're doing right now is just kind of putting them in their pools, and then we'll come back to each of the pools and order them the way that we feel like it needs to be ordered. So What Remains is going to be into Wait Your Turn. What's your bottom of the Wait Your Turn?
Crypt of the Necrodancer.
So this is when we had the discussion of this the game in our episode, we disagreed pretty drastically. What number did you put it at?
I have it at 15.
I have it at number 9. So, that is, I think, the biggest difference we've seen so far. Is that true?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's pretty close. Okay. I am... I'm not gonna die on any Crypt of the Necrodancer. It's barely into my please cut.
I think it's a very interesting game. I said it's just our time with it.
Yeah, that really makes sense. So this is funny because we've been talking about my next game for a long time with the re-ranking, which is Tunic. Tunic is my number 15, which is actually lower than it was previously.
That's insane. I have Tunic at 7.
Okay. I am very okay with Tunic being higher, and I think the real reason why Tunic was pulled down so low in the original episode was because of me.
It's for sure what happened.
So, you can all you Tunic lovers out there, you can send all your hate mail to me.
It's such a great game.
I just didn't connect. I didn't connect with it. But I'm... Yeah, that'll be an interesting discussion as to where Tunic... Because I really want Tunic to be in a spot where you like where Tunic is. Because to me, having Tunic high is kind of like cool. I think it's a cool game. I didn't love it personally. And so I'm more excited about you being excited for where Tunic is than I am about it down low. So that there's going to be some type of, you know... give and take a little bit, and that's the one I'll give you Tunic, but
that actually concludes all of my games in Wait Your Turn. I have 3. I have What Remains of Edith Finch, Golf Story, and Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Okay, I have. We already mentioned Into the Breach was in Wait Your Turn for me. Super Auto Pets was in Wait Your Turn for me as well. I had 2 other games in Wait Your Turn. Both games I enjoyed quite a bit, but just didn't make the cut from the please cut spot, which was number 12 being The Forgotten City, and number 11 being A Short Hike.
Those are both... Short Hike's not that far... much higher than me, I would assume. What was number Short Hike for you?
11.
I had it at 9.
So okay, that's really only 2 apart. It's just in a different pool.
I had it in Please Cut, you had it in Wait Your Turn. And then The Forgotten City... I have it at 5.
Wow. Okay. We're going to have some interesting shenanigans happening with some of these numbers. And it's not going to be just like, oh, we're going to average them out and throw them in. No. We're going to fight, and we're going to give. And that's what we are on this podcast. Fighters and givers. So right now, the only 2 in the Wait Your Turn, like, for both of us was What Remains of Edith Finch, but we're also putting it Into the Breach because you said you kind of popped it up in there. Cool. I guess we move to Please Cut.
Yeah.
Or do we want to like groom out the bottom half of the list for a little while and put them more in a spot we like before we move on to the upper games?
You can try.
We can try. Okay, so...
I'm just scared that this is going to be very hard to follow without visual aids. And seeing as we are an audio-only podcast, and the format that we just randomly chose to do is just like, oh, I have it at this, I have it at this, and it's just all freaking over the place.
I think that's okay. I think that people are smart enough to listen to numbers in games. But maybe not, and this might just be a bunch of audio... hoopla in the ears, and people might be turning it off right now, but I'm having fun, so that's all we really care about. I think we solidify maybe some of the bottom games that
let's figure out sense. Our consensus bottom 5.
Okay, so your 20th overall was Super Auto Pets,
correct?
Which mine was number 13. I think that doesn't kind of stay at the very bottom.
It's not going to be at the very bottom. So I think we're going to try to find. I have Retro Bowl and then Ali Ali are my next ones. Where were those for you again?
Ali Ali was my last place, and then Retro Bowl was 17. So 20 Ali Ali, 17 Retro Bowl.
I'm very cool with that.
So we would put...
Going Ali Ali as number 20, Retro Bowl as number 19.
Okay. And then the other consensus end of the line was Dicey Dungeons. How much higher was Dicey Dungeons for you?
I have it at 17.
Okay, so we exactly flipped Retro Bowl and Dicey Dungeons.
Mm-hmm. I think it makes sense. Just put it there.
You prefer Dicey Dungeons. You're more on the Dicey Dungeons
train. I like Dicey Dungeons better.
All right, let's keep Dicey Dungeons at 18.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving into 17, where was your golf story again?
14.
14. That doesn't make sense right now. Is there any other game that makes sense to fit into that 17th spot?
Games that I'm feeling that would be, I'd be happy there. Super Auto Pets, Into the Breach, Crypt of the Necro Dancer, and then Golf Story would probably be the last one.
Okay. I think that the Crypt of the Necro Dancer is so much higher on mine. That doesn't make sense to be in that spot. But I think that the Into the Breach, Golf Story, Super Auto Pets,
I think those go close together.
Are kind of in that range. And you had, it is hard because your Super Auto Pets was dead last. So like, I don't want to just like
drag. What was yours number?
Mine, Super Auto Pets, was number 13. So it's not like it's super far out of left
field. I feel like I could concede it jumping up to 15.
Okay.
No higher.
So it would be the bottom five. It's the top of the bottom five. Okay. I like that idea. I'm doing all kinds of typing on my Google spreadsheet. It's so exciting. But okay. So Super Auto Pets is our 15.
Well, it's 14 then. Or what's the 16? Oh,
that direction. That's right. So Super Auto Pets. Yeah, it's so weird when you kind of go backwards. It's like, oh yeah, 15 should be in the bottom five, but it is not. And if Super Auto Pets is number 16, right now we're missing number 17. Does it make sense for Into the Breach or Golf Story?
I think Golf Story is better than Into the Breach. I think your first time playing it.
That's fair. I did really enjoy it. I really loved it, and it was just a letdown. And, you know,
play through it once and don't play it again. Have a great time.
I've trashed Golf Story enough.
David will be grateful for me for not letting you drag it even lower than it already is. I think you'd have it higher.
So I on my list put Golf Story exactly where it was in our list, our previous list. So okay, I'm okay with putting What Remains of Edith Finch. Or sorry, I don't know what I literally was just reading What Remains of Edith Finch, which is why I said that. Into the Breach at number 17. I think that makes sense.
So is that our top? We have bottom five.
Yes. So our bottom five, starting from the bottom. Number 20, Ali Ali. 19, Retro Bowl. 18, Dicey Dungeon. 17, Into the Breach. 16, Super Auto Pets.
Yep.
And then, does it make sense for Golf Story to be?
I think Golf Story goes directly above.
Right above that. And, okay, I like that.
And then I think it makes sense for What Remains of Edith Finch to go right next.
And that was our, that'd be number 14, which is, yeah, What Remains, it would be going up two in my list, and it was number...
I had number 13 in my list.
Okay, so it went down one for you and went up two for me. Yeah, that seems right. Cool. Now I'm just like, where do we go next?
I think we start with the next category of Please Cut.
All right.
Those ones are just solidified, and now we're going to kind of have to...
Have
some more stuff.
Yeah. And if we want to fight a little bit more, we can fight a little bit more. But at this point, this is tentatively our bottom seven.
Yep. So at the bottom of my Please Cut.
Which is number what for you?
It is number 12.
Okay.
I think it's going to be very controversial, and you're going to hate me for this. Stardew Valley.
But it's in the Please Cut. It's in
Please Cut. But it's my very bottom of it.
So Stardew Valley is my number two overall. So it went up in mine. I don't think that makes sense for our
discussion of the game, yeah.
Okay, so your number 12 is Stardew.
I am very firm on Stardew will not leave the Please Cut category for me. I don't think it deserves to be on the Skip the Line.
Is it because it is...
It's such kind of a specific type of game that it's a all or nothing.
I would argue that probably the other games that are on the Skip the Line are kind of in that, like, specific. They all are a specific type of game as well.
I think it's different. It's possibly a little bit different. I have 3 games in my skipped line. Okay. I am keeping it, like, an exclusive. Kind
of, I only have 4 games.
I originally had 2. Ooh. And the third one, I, like, convinced myself to bump it up.
All right. So, yeah, your Please Cut is definitely more, has a lot more than the other, your other categories. Yes. So my Please Cut only has 6 games in it. I think you should tell your number 11 first, though, because I've already shared my number 11.
My number 11 is Towerfall.
Okay. Towerfall is my number 7.
Okay.
So.
That's a game that I have not strong, like, super crazy strong feelings on where it needs to be. I think in that range of, you hit it 7, 11 to 7 is a pretty good spot for it.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with it basically anywhere in there.
It climbed a lot higher just because of the love of watching, like, of the camaraderie of playing.
Yes.
Okay, so
you're... It's hard because it's just an outlier, and most of the games on here we have are single-player experiences.
Yeah.
And Towerfall is 100% dependent on if you have a good group to play with.
That's fair.
Which is funny, because both Towerfall and Stardew Valley, the way I rank them is down 7 spots from where they were in the queue. Those are together. My 2 biggest fallers, and they were right next to each other.
Interesting. So, this is my first game on Please Cut. My number 10 overall game, Salt and Sanctuary.
I had Salt and Sanctuary at 8.
Okay, so that's like right in that spot. So, this is interesting. Towerfall, we've ranked Towerfall 7 and 11, and then Salt and Sanctuary 10 and 8.
Yes.
Okay. So those two are going to be those two will be fighting for sure, but those are both obviously in the Please Cut.
Q.
Yes. What is your number 10?
My number 10 is Neon White.
That's my number 8. So that's right in that little spot too. I like Neon White, Salt and Sanctuary, Towerfall, are all clumped right now. Then we already talked about my number 9, which was Crypt of the Necrodancer, which I am totally fine with that getting dragged a little bit lower. I'm going to put that like down in the basement of the Please Cut on my current thing. What about you, number 9?
My number 9 was A Short Hike.
Okay. And A Short Hike was number 11. So these are all so packed.
We're very consistently in the same zone. They're just not lining up perfectly with each other.
And I already mentioned my number 8 being Neon White. You already mentioned
8 was Salt and Sanctuary. Salt and
Sanctuary for you. What is, I said my 7 is Towerfall.
Mine yours, was Tunic.
And yours is Tunic. Okay. So where does Tunic lie in this whole mess? Maybe we don't do the Tunic conversation just yet, because I think that's going to be one of the most interesting where it's going to end
up. We've been teasing it for such a long time.
You have a number of more. You have a couple more games.
Mm-hmm. In my Please Cut, I have 3 left.
Okay, I have 2 left.
My number 6, Dead Cells.
My number 6 is Dead Cells. Hey,
it's locked in, most likely.
unless something really weird happens. All right, Dead Cells number 6.
It's our first actual like.
Is that our first agreement that we all said the same one?
I mean, we're, like, super close with a lot of the other ones, but this is our first, like, dead-on, we agreed with the spot.
And we both jumped Dead Cells 2 spaces.
Yeah.
So, number 5.
My Forgotten City.
Oh, yeah. And so your number 4 was Slay the Spire?
4 is Slay the Spire.
My 5 is Slay the Spire. So, Slay the Spire is just above Dead Cells, probably.
Slay the Spire jumped up 6 places in my rank.
It jumped up 5 for me. So, yeah, we really stuck around with Slay the Spire. I thought it might have been a recency thing, but I'm still just like, thinking about the game. I was like, oh, it's a good game. Uh-huh. It was funny because I was talking to one of my friends at a wedding and telling him about our podcast. And he was like, you need to play Slay the Spire. And I was like, oh, we've played Slay the Spire. The other game he said we needed to play was Super Auto Pets. So, dead last game. Yep. But apparently, Slay the Spire is on mobile.
Really?
So I had no idea.
It's perfect for mobile.
It is. But we experienced it on the Switch, which probably made it better
for us. It would have made it better. I think playing games on mobile, which is not really an option for us anymore, actually.
Yeah, we both just downgraded to the dumb phone life. It's not really a dumb phone, but...
We got rid of our smartphones, and so, we no longer have access to, you know, browsing the internet or having apps. Basically, we have text, phone, music, and podcasts.
And it's been really great so far. So I know you just
got mine activated today. So
anyways,
well, she goes to show we're actually practicing what we preach of, like, eliminate as much technology from your life, it'll make it better.
So,
but you know, you can still listen to us. We're still listening to podcasts.
It's just... Anyways, that's kind of exciting. So, Slay the Spire, I think it's going to go right above Dead Cells. Just because how close we were both of those things. It was your number 4. Sorry, can you please say your number 5 again?
Forgotten City.
Forgotten City. Okay, so Forgotten City is in a weird spot because I'm number 12 and you're number 5.
Yes.
So that'll be in a...
Fight it out.
Discussion mode there. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, I think it's time to do some brawling before we...
I think the brawling is going to be more interesting. I think our top three are extremely the same.
Okay, you're probably right. Everyone already knows what our top ones are. All right, so what is your number 3?
My number 3, which I barely moved into the skip the line, is Celeste.
Okay. My first game in the Skip the Line was number 4, and I put Hades as number 4.
I have the top 3 exactly the way we have them.
Hollow Knight, Hades, Celeste. Okay, I have number 1, Hollow Knight, number 2, Stardew, 3, Celeste, 4, Hades. So Hollow Knight obviously is going to retain the number 1 spot. Was that, like, even close to you? Like, was it just, like, far and away?
Yeah,
it just makes no sense. I wonder if we'll ever find a game. Hopefully someday we will.
I don't think we'll have consensus.
That's true. We both really love that game. So, obviously Stardew is going to get the kerputs out of the Skip the Line, probably near the top of the Please Cut area.
I think that's probably fair.
So, Celeste versus Hades. How strongly do you feel of Hades being above Celeste?
Golly. I was originally going to make a super strong statement. And I don't think... I'm going to make the statement. I don't quite feel it as firmly as it sounds. But it's almost... The distance between Hollow Knight and the field, I feel like it's... not a crazy comparison for me and Hades and Celeste. I think those are both big gaps. Hollow Knight, big gap, gets to Hades for me, and then Hades, not quite as big, but a pretty sizable gap, gets to Celeste.
Can you verbalize some of the feeling behind that?
So, it's weird because they're both, gameplay-wise, are relatively linear. But the fact that the story is presented in such a complex way and there's so much depth to it and interweaving and character growth and development and interaction, for me, story and exploration of, like, characters and themes and stuff is super important. And I think Celeste has a really solid story, but is linear on top of linear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a super linear story, which is done really, really well and really tactfully on top of a very linear game, which I'm not saying these things as negatives. Like,
it's in your Skip the Line.
It's my third game on our list. Like, it is high praise. I think it does it flawlessly. But the fact of having Hades have it be a linear gameplay where you just progress through the same regions over and over again, but there's greater diversity in, like, the gods that you encounter, diversity in weapons that you use, so you kind of, like, feel your playstyle out a little bit. And then for me, the story of Hades is what really takes it above and beyond. They had so much more to work with in the fact that they're doing, you know, Greek mythology. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to build on, but I don't feel like they did it, you know, lazily. It was very intricate, well done, voice acted amazingly. The art of the different characters is really cool. And I really feel like they build on the already established tropes of what you know in Greek mythology and create deeper characters on top of it.
Yeah.
And really flesh out a lot of characters that you might have heard of or, like, but not really paid much attention to in, like, main Greek mythology stuff that people encounter. So I think, like, having Zagreus be the main character is, like, who the heck knew, unless you're, like, super deep, or who would have guessed that, like, Persephone would be, like, a, you know, core of the game, you know?
Right.
I think stuff like that is cool where, it, like, it fleshes out, and then in different media where you, like, have these Greek side characters you've been mentioned, you're like, oh, man, I remember them from Hades. I love them in that game. Yeah, so. Yeah.
I love when I ask you to convince me of something, because almost always you do convince me of, like, why it should go where you think it should go. I think that part of my Celeste love, like, I've played it in a couple different ways. One of just, like, experiencing the game and trying to win and get and 100% the game. So, like, because I 100% of the game, there's so much, like adversity and also, like, overcoming that adversity that you don't actually experience that type of adversity in Hades. You might be on a run with a lot of, the heat. Like, a lot of heat, so it's, like, a lot of hard, difficult things that you're going through. But if you fail that, you have to start all the way back over. Whereas in Celeste, it's like, I need to beat this exact thing. And I need to win. Like, it's very, very, very difficult to the point where it's like, I need to, like, be so in tune with what I'm doing right now to be able to complete, especially those, like, after the credits, like, portions of the game. And it doesn't, like, force me to, neither does Hades. But I think that aspect of playing Celeste puts it in a spot in my head that is higher than Hades. The other aspect of Celeste that I've really loved is the speedrunning aspect. And, like, trying to beat the whole game as quickly as possible was very enjoyable for me to play when I encountered the game for the episode that we did.
Yeah, I think what you're saying with the challenge can also be a negative, though, because, like, you can get so caught up on Celeste and get so frustrated just doing the same little bit over and over again. That's what we've talked about in the episode of Hades. It's one thing I love about Hades is in the moment of the highest frustration of when you die is also the moment of, like, the greatest discovery, is that's when you get to go and interact with and talk with people and, like, having that cool down of, like, okay, something I was trying, aiming for failed, but now I get to enjoy this other thing.
Right.
Before I, like, just jump right back into it. I feel like it's just, for me, it hits really well of, like, I mean, I enjoy games that are punishingly hard and, like, you have to do it over and over again, but you can only play so many of them before you're just like, I need a break from this style of game. And Hades can get really hard, but it also, it doesn't hit that same sort of emotional toil of when you're failing.
Right. So you still feel that gap is as hard after I kind of explained myself?
I mean, I still would put Hades over Celeste. I don't know if it, I understand why you like Celeste. I think a lot of it is the art style just doesn't jive with me. I mean, it's functional and does its thing, but I don't know that it would be better if it was a different art style, but it's just one of those things.
All right. I just want the record to show. I would want Celeste above, but I think that I really enjoy your argument for why Hades is above, and I think we put Hades at number 2.
Okay.
Celeste at number 3.
Cool.
And that would fill out our Skip the Line, the top 3 games. Those are, you gotta play them. You gotta get them and play them. They're great games, all of them. And fighting over 2 and 3 is,
yes,
they're there. So we gotta move back down a little bit though, down to our please cut the line. We can't say please cut the line because skip the line, please cut. Where do you feel like Stardew, because you had Stardew all the way down at 12, right?
I did.
And I have it at 2.
I think we should build up from starting at 15 and kind of figure out that way.
Okay, so that top of the police cut is going to be the ending of the, or kind of figuring that stuff out. Okay, so right now we had 14 is what remains of Edith Finch.
Yeah, that sounds, it's a perfect spot for it for me.
And then, so right above, is that what you had of that?
I had a 13.
Okay. But. All right. So then number 13, where do we start talking? So we've already eliminated Ali Ali, Retro Bowl, Dicey Dungeons, Into the Breach, Super Auto Pets, Golf Story, What Remains of Edith Finch. The next game on my list is Tunic, and then the Forgotten City, which are two games that you have much higher.
Yes.
And so
the two games that you have much, you have two, you have Stardew Valley. Was there another game that you had much higher, or was that the?
And then Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Okay.
So I feel like this area right here to me, because your Crypt of the Necrodancer is number
15.
Number 15. So I think Crypt of the Necrodancer is in this conversation here. I also think the other main one that is here is A Short Hike.
I think you're probably right in that. Yes.
And Short Hike was what number what for you?
9.
Number 9, and it was number 11 for me. So I think that just based on if we're going by the numbers, which is not what we're doing, but Crypt of the Necrodancer is my number 9 and
my number 15.
So I think Crypt of the Necrodancer is in this vein for sure. The other ones are
Short Hike.
And this is the lovely thing about me not being able to see your list. Where is Tunic for you?
7.
7.
I think we hash out Tunic right now.
Okay.
We're not going to, this is not a spot, we're placing it. We're both going to, on the count of 3, say the furthest we could bring ourselves to me bringing it down and you bringing it up. And we're going to say that number at the same time.
Okay, I gotta take a breath and look for a second, because some of these above it have already been placed below it. Okay.
You have a spot?
I think I have a spot.
Okay, on the count of 3.
We're going to say the same number.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
10. I knew we were going to say the same number. Okay. Does it just have to be number 10?
If that's the lowest I'm willing to put it, and that's the highest you're willing to put it, I think that's where it has to go.
I think that's where it goes. And
I want to go. I mean, we've talked so much about it, but like, for me, it's such a brilliant game. It just captures nostalgia. And it makes it part of the game. It gamified nostalgia. And the whole booklet aspect of like finding the different like manual pieces, and then I think the puzzles. Well, it's the same puzzle over and over again for like the later end parts of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of the puzzles that even utilize the book are just so clever and cool that you just feel so smart when you actually are encountering it and realizing what the heck is going on. The art style is just delightful. I just love just the feel, and it just like is just a whimsical adventure, and I think that is just a delightful game.
All right, it seems like number 10, and unless there's some kind of discussion where I give you a couple more spots based on where everything else is shaking up. So I think we need to talk about A Short Hike and Crypt of the Necrodancer.
To me, neither one of them can be ranked higher than Tunic.
Yes, they're both below. Already on my like little they're going to be in that. To me, I think A Short Hike and Crypt of the Necrodancer are number 12 and 13.
In that Short Hike then Necrodancer.
I think that the Short Hike should be above Crypt of the Necrodancer. Yes. Not in my personal list, but in our combined.
Yes.
Okay, so that feels good. And then Crypt of the Necrodancer number 13. So right now we're missing number 11 in that.
Mm-hmm.
The Tunic time loop. Is Tunic in Wait Your Turn, or is Tunic in Please Cut?
It's either going to be the very bottom of Please Cut, the very top of Wait Your Turn.
It's in that middle.
I don't want to decide that quite yet.
That is just fine with me. What is the other game that needs to go below Tunic?
Okay, I have...
The one for me that makes the most sense doesn't fit with your narrative because it's your number five.
Yeah. I think the two games that I would feel the most okay with going there... Three and a half. I have a hard time bringing Forgotten City down that far, but it might need to. I don't want to, like, place it in here yet. The other games I could see that could potentially go there are Towerfall, Neon White, or Salt and Sanctuary.
My vote is Salt and Sanctuary, personally, is my 10, which would only be dropping it one spot into that number 11 spot. And it's your...
It's my 8. So that's 3. I think that feels right to me. Because a lot of the Salt and Sanctuary-ness is like, do you like Dark Souls? If you do, you'll like Salt and Sanctuary.
If you don't, you won't like it.
Salt and Sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's not like, a lot of the other games are like really unique. And it's Salt and Sanctuary is just really well done 2D Dark Souls.
Right. I feel totally cool with putting Salt and Sanctuary at 11 below Tunic.
I'm cool with that.
All right. So that means we have 4 through 9 left. The games that are in that range are Slay the Spire, Dead Cells, Neon White, Towerfall, and Stardew Valley. There should be one more. What did I miss? Forgotten City.
Yeah. I think the trickiest ones to place are going to be the Forgotten City and Stardew Valley. I think the rest of them are going to fall pretty neatly.
Okay. So we talk about those first?
Yeah.
So Stardew is my darling. So here's my thought for Stardew. It's my number 2. I feel like Stardew deserves to be at the very top of the Please Cut pool. So for me, it means number 4 or number 5.
I actually was thinking, for our combined queue, number 5 was where I was thinking it should go.
What would you put above?
Slay the Spire.
You put Slay the Spire at 4?
I would.
You drive a hard bargain.
Which is exactly where I had Slay the Spire on my list.
Number 4?
It's number 4.
I have it at number 5. So.
And then I have Stardew Valley at 12, and you have it at 2, and that jumps down to 5, I think. Yeah.
I think that makes good, solid sense. So that means we have four games left. Dead Cells, Neon White, Towerfall, and Forgotten City. I think we need to talk about Forgotten City because it's kind of at the upper end of your list, and it's a number 12 for me. So it's outside of this.
I think it's going to actually fall in really nicely. I think one that we both super agreed on, Dead Cells, which we both placed.
Put number 6.
At number 6.
We just put 6 there?
Stays at number 6.
Okay.
I don't think that's not controversial at all right there.
I have a proposal for you.
Okay.
My proposal is Tunic goes to 9. The Forgotten City is 10. But you have Forgotten City higher than Tunic, don't you?
I do.
So maybe that's not a good deal. I was trying to boost Tunic a little bit.
I know. But... My thing is, I feel like so many games in the indie scene get the same love over and over again. That they make the same kind of games over and over again. They take a similar genre, something else, and put a twist on the theming a little bit, and then it's just regurgitating the same stuff. Which is ironic, because The Forgotten City regurgitates because it's a mod of
Skyrim.
But so they didn't take the time to have to develop that. What they spent their time on is crafting this experience. And for me, that's what gaming is really the most about, is did I have a great experience doing the game? Did I feel involved? Did I feel connected? Did I feel like I had agency? And I don't feel... Discovery-type games, I feel like, for me, are at the pinnacle of my enjoyment. The hard part about them is you can't play them a second time. And so it really rides the line of, like, how high is that first playthrough? And are you okay not replaying the game? And because of that, like, it just... I feel like as far as my tastes have changed as I've gotten older, that is the style of game where if someone pitches me that kind of game, is a game that's all about knowledge to progress. It's not like, hey, you need to get good at the game or you need to grind, you know. But it's literally like, hey, this is an amazing experience you're never going to have again. Enjoy. That's... Like that, if you could describe, you know, so many other games where I'm like, oh, that sounds so fun. But if you tell me that experience I'm going to have is a knowledge-based game and I'm going to go out there, I'm going to pick that every time. That's going to be the top. That will immediately cut everything in my list of gaming experiences, and it's going to be the game I play next if I get a recommendation from someone and that's the style of game that it is. And it's just...
That's fair.
It's just tough.
So, here's my proposal then.
Okay.
Neon White is number 9.
I'm very cool with that. I had Neon White at 10.
Okay, and I had Neon White at 8, so it splits us right there. Not even on purpose, but that's works. So then it's Towerfall or Forgotten City. My suggestion there was Forgotten City at number 8, and then Towerfall at number 7.
If I had a coin, I'd just tell you we'd flip a coin for it, but I am coinless at the moment. So you're saying, say that again?
Towerfall would be number 7, and the Forgotten City would be number 8. And it would, so this is actually kind of fun. Where is Towerfall for you?
11.
Okay. Yeah. So your Forgotten City was 5 and mine was 12, which splits to that 8 spot.
Mm-hmm.
But then my Towerfall was 7 and yours is 11. So.
I love Towerfall though. It's such a great multiplayer game.
It is. And I think that maybe we docked it a little bit just because of that. But it is really... If you have a couple people, then you don't even have to be good at the game. And you're going to really enjoy it.
I think for especially people who are burnt out on Smash Bros. Are just like, there's too wide of a gap of like skill levels in your group where it's just no longer fun because one person wins all the time. Towerfall just goes right in there and replaces Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just all having a great time. It's that same feel of just like that competitiveness.
Yeah. So you feel okay with Towerfall at 7? You're not okay with it.
I'm accepting of it.
Let's walk through the queue as it is standing right now. Let's walk through right here and see if there's any spots that we're like, I don't like that. So I'm going to read through it from the top. Okay. Number 1, Hollow Knight. Bam. 2, Hades. 3, Celeste. Next pool. Number 4, Slay the Spire. 5, Stardew Valley. 6, Dead Cells. 7, Towerfall. 8, Forgotten City. 9, Neon White. Did you have any weird pulls there that you wanted to discuss?
I feel a tension between Neon White and Tunic, 9 and 10.
Okay. In Tunic was your number
7.
Okay.
And Neon White was 10.
Okay. And my Tunic was my number 15 and Neon White was 8. But so flipping Neon White and Tunic, I'm okay with that.
I think that feels more right to me.
Because
Neon White's a super fun game with a super great, unique premise. I personally think it outstayed its welcome a little bit. I think it was super crisp and clean, and then towards the end, it kind of felt bloated.
I will say this to you, though. You like 100% of the game.
This is true.
Well, I didn't, and I just was like, oh, this is really fun.
So, my advice, when you play Neon White, literally just...
enjoy.
Just go for the speedrun. I actually think that, like, trying to get all the presents and stuff is what slows the game down.
Yeah. I just stopped looking for the presents at some point. Well, if I saw them, then I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll go get it. But most of the time, I didn't even see it, and I was just like, I'm not going to go try to find this stupid present. I kind of felt some tension. Dead Cells Towerfall. Dead Cells 6, Towerfall 7. Kind of wanting to swap those, even though we both put Dead Cells 6. Well, this is funny, because in my list that I created, I put Towerfall 7 and Dead Cells 6. That's exactly what I wanted.
That's hilarious.
But, so I think it's okay keeping it that way.
Okay.
And then, would you want to put Neon White into the third pool, the Wait Your Turn? Or would it be up in the Please Cut?
I think Neon White stays in Please Cut.
Okay. So then, number 11, Salt and Sanctuary, does that wait its turn?
I think it does.
I think that makes sense to me. So, number 11, Salt and Sanctuary. 12, A Short Hike. 13, Crypt of the Necrodancer. 14, What Remains of Edith Finch. 15, Golf Story. That feels pretty good to me.
The one that I have minor amounts of tension, I'm okay if it ends up where way it is Edith Finch and Crypt of the Necrodancer. But it's probably where it needs to be for our combined ranking.
Right.
I just think Edith Finch is such a different experience.
It really is.
But I think Crypt of the Necrodancer is such a unique premise. And so it's like having to weigh those out against each other. Where I just think the skill gap is what mostly got me in Crypt of the Necrodancer. It's just the technique didn't jive with me. And then I think you enjoyed the music, but the music kind of got kind of...
Yeah, I mean, it's samey.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I
think that if we were to play Cadence of Hyrule, that with the Zelda theme on top of it, with most likely Zelda music on top of it, I think for me, that would click a lot more and would be ranked a lot higher.
Yeah. And I really loved the mechanics. Like, that was the thing that drew me in, and, like, I really loved it.
In that episode, we had one of the greatest ideas that we need to implement is playing Crypt of the Necrodancer with the DDR mat. I think that would be so fun.
I think it'd be very funny to watch people try to do it. So, do you see, keep Crypt higher?
I think it's where it needs to be.
Okay. Is Golf Story in Wait Your Turn or End of the Line?
I think All Stars should be in Wait Your Turn.
Okay. I'm okay with that. And then the End of the Line would be number 16, Super Auto Pets, 17, Into the Breach, 18, Dicey Dungeons, 19, Retro Brawl, 20, Olly Olly.
I actually think I enjoyed Olly Olly more than Retro Brawl.
I think that Olly Olly was by far for me the worst game on this list, for me. Personally, what was your numbers for Olly Olly and Retro Bowl?
18 for Olly Olly, 19 for Retro Bowl.
So I had Olly Olly at 20 and Retro Bowl at 17.
It's just super nitpicky. It's
but it's the bottom of the list. It's what gets the honor of being the bottom of the list.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm cool with Olly Olly being the bottom.
Okay. So that will round off our 20 games, re-ranked. I'm actually very curious to see which game jumped the most and fell the most. Should I do that right now?
Yeah, we'll just cut this out and
Or we can leave it in and I can just be like, oh, this is what it was last time.
What's the point? That's when you say you'll cut this out, you never do. It's part of the fun.
Oh. Well, ruined joke. I'm not very good at podcasting, Paul. Anyway,
we'll just cut that in post.
All right, Hollow Knight stayed at number 1. Hades stayed at number 2. Celeste stayed at number 3. We did a pretty good job at the top of our list. We're going to do a virtual high five. We're actually sitting next to each other, so we could do a real high five. Slay the Spire was number 10. It went up 6 places on the queue. Stardew Valley was number 5. It stays where it was. Dead Cells was number 8, so it went up 2 spaces. Towerfall was number 4, went down 3 spaces.
You could have fallen more.
Could. Forgotten City was number 6 and went down to number 8, down 2 spaces. Tunic, this might be a big winner. Actually, Slay the Spire probably is. Tunic was number 14 and is now number 9. So that's up 5 places?
5 places.
That's always so confusing when it goes around the edge. Neon White was our number 9, is now number 10, minus 1. Salt and Sanctuary was number 7, is now number 11, minus 4. A Short Hike was number 11, down to number 12. It's weird to like think that those ones went down.
Yeah.
But Crypt of the Necrodancer was 12, went down to 13. Paul, you can give a good cheer for that one.
I was happy with that.
What Remains was number 16, is now up to number 14, up 2 spots. Golf Story, big winner here, up 3 spots from number 18 to number 15. Super Auto Pets was number 19, up to 16, up 3 spots. Into the Breach, might be a big loser here, was number 13, down to number 17, it's minus 4. Dicey Dungeons was number 17, down to 18, minus 1. Retro Bowl was number 15, down to 19, that's minus 4. Sorry, David. And Olly Olly sticks it out, sticks the landing with a good old last place. So yeah, we only have 4
biggest movers. Or
the biggest mover was Slay the Spire with plus 6. The next biggest mover was Tunic with a plus 5. And then there were 3 games that went minus 4. Salt and Sanctuary, Into the Breach, and Retro Bowl.
I think that sounds right to me. Just like the ones that...
The ones that the you transition. Were most... Yeah. So... I like this. I'm liking the... Hopefully the pools will help us to be able to kind of pinpoint where things will come in during our next season.
Yes. And just so you were aware, those of you who like stuck it out to the end here after this crazy long, probably very confusing episode, we're planning on taking a couple weeks off to really build up some of our backlog so that we're not stressed out and just trying to scramble last minute to record a podcast and play a game in a week. We want to give some time to have our games breathe a little bit and not just have to instantly have opinions on them. So we're going to probably take, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks off and then come back for season 3.
Season 3, baby. Paul, it's been a pleasure.
Love you, Brad.